And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
And welcome in to Justin Malbit. No, Justin's not here. It's Murphy's back.
Hello.
Murph, glad to have you back, buddy.
Glad to be back. Thank you very much.
You're watching The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. And Justin done an admirable job filling in for you last week.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I was going to say he's right there.
Right behind the screen. Camera here.
Yeah.
Right? But Murph, it's week 11, final week of the regular season. Playoffs get started a week from Friday night, that first Friday night in November. I know it's an exciting time.
Well, it really is. I was on a radio show in Murfreesboro this morning, and they reminded me that the last time I'd been on that show was the first week of the season, and I said, no, it couldn't be. It was only 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Right.
But it just flies by so fast, you know?
Well, Murph, I mean, we're in football weather now. You know, it's 60s during the day, and then, you know, 30s and 40s sometimes
right.
at night. It really feels like football weather. And you know, I think a lot of people enjoy taking those blankets, kind of bundling up under them.
That's right.
Getting the hot coffee and the chocolate going. And
Put the sheet over the flower pots on the front porch
right,
and all that
right.
kind of stuff, right?
Let's look at our game of the week. It was Stone Memorial playing against DeKalb County. That was in Smithville on, I think it was senior night. Sonica Carthage bringing us these stats. 209 yards rushing for Stone, 197 passing, 406 total for the Panthers. And then DeKalb County, not too shabby on offense. They had 303 total yards, 180 on the rushing end and 123 on the passing end. Penalties a little more than Stone, I'm sure, wanted. 8 for 85. DeKalb was 6 for 40. Let's go ahead and look at some individual numbers for that game. Sonica Carthage bringing you those. The quarterback for Stone Memorial out of Cumberland County, Noah Potter, 13 of 21, 197 passing yards, a touchdown. He also had 6 carries for 96 yards and 2 more scores. And then Caden Page, 8 receptions for 113 yards. But Noah Potter, that was a pretty impressive night when you account
sure.
for 300 yards of offense, Murph.
You know, I watched a good bit of that game, and DeKalb County gave them all they wanted in the first half. It was a pretty close ball game for 2 quarters, but the wind in the sails was completely gone in the second half by DeKalb.
You know, Stone's got a solid club in that region. Looking for DeKalb, John Hendricks, a big night for DeKalb, 8 for 18, 123 yards passing. Interception, he had 16 rushes for 78 yards and a touchdown, so 201 total yards. Gavin Frazier had 14 carries for 96 yards for the Tigers. Murphy, doesn't look like DeKalb County is going to make the playoffs, but, you know, it's like Coach Trapp said in last week's interview, we've got to finish strong. We need that momentum going into the offseason. And, you know, you're only guaranteed 10 games, and football is not a sport you're going to pick up and put a jersey and put those pads on again unless you're going to the collegiate level. You don't just go out back and have all the gear and the helmet and all that, Murphy. So, you know, there's a finality there to it when you get to a senior night or your final game as at the high school level.
Yeah, it just doesn't work out. That's why they play 10 games. If they wanted to do that the other way, they'd only play 3.
Right.
And it just doesn't work that way.
Let's go ahead and look at the Red Bowling Springs at Gordonsville. They played on Thursday night. Gordonsville gets the big win. Turner Booker, 2 rushes, 59 yards, a score. Brooke Stafford, 27-yard reception for a touchdown. He had a 78-yard kickoff return for a TD. And we talked about the depth that Gordonsville has all year. Touchdowns by 5 different players. And Murphy Steven Jackson, who we'll have on a little bit later in the show, has so much depth that Jay Foster doesn't have to throw for 2,000 yards and run for 1,000 yards
right.
for them to be successful on offense. They have a ton of weapons.
I was looking over some stats on the online through TSSAA, and Gordonsville is the only team in Region 4-2A that has given up less than 100 points in their first nine games, 97 points. And most of the other teams are over 200.
Right.
So right there, if you don't let the other team score, you're not going to lose.
You're looking at less than, or right at 11 points a game that Gordonsville has given up. No doubt, probably their second team, has contributed to a part of that total. Let's go ahead and look at some more stats. Watertown falls to the Wolves of Liberty Creek out of Gallatin in Sumner County. Liberty Creek led by Barrett O'Brien, 16 of 23 for 186 passing yards, three touchdowns, 17 rushes for 72 yards, and then JT Porter, three receptions for 75 yards and a score. It's the first time, or the second time, that Liberty Creek has played one of our teams. They came to Gordonsville back earlier in the year, and Gordonsville put a loss on them. Of course, Gordonsville sitting there at 9-0. For the Purple Tigers, Garrett Davis had 171 passing yards and a touchdown. Threw an interception. He had 17 rushes for 95 yards and two scores. Carmelo Davis, eight receptions for 88 yards and a score. But Garrett Davis, after being thrust into that role of quarterback after an injury, or I'm sorry, after a departure, after a kid transferred, the Waldorf kid to Friendship, Murphy, I think he's performed admirably. To have never played quarterback and then thrust in that position.
You know, the start of the season, the first three or four games, Watertown didn't look like they were going anywhere near the playoffs. And if they're able to get past Forest, they'll be the number two team in that region and get to play at home in the first round.
Right, which is good for head coach Gavin Webster. Let's go ahead and look at the Smith County at Teleco Plains. Teleco Plains scores the last 13 points of the game. The Owls have the ball up 9 points with 6 minutes remaining. Fumble it. Next play, they score. And then the Owls hook slide. You heard it right, hook slide on a second and six where they had an obvious first down and could have ran the clock just about out with 2.5 minutes left. They get stopped on fourth down. They go 80 yards, does Teleco. The Owls rush three, got no pressure, and they turn around and scored with 10.8 seconds left. So a little 2-hour and 35-minute drive comes up empty. Ike Hollinghead, the quarterback for them, 10 of 20, 220 passing yards, three touchdowns, an interception. He had 49 yards on the ground. Clint Moser, the big receiver for them, he was small in stature, but had quick feet, and we had trouble guarding them. Most passing yards we've given up all year. Five receptions, 153 yards, and a couple of scores. Landon Blevins was 6 of 13 in the air, 59 passing yards and interception. He did have a big night rushing the ball, 12 rushes for 117 yards. And then Dylan Raines, who leads the Owls in rushing, 11 carries for 72 yards and a score.
Teleco plays in a four-team region, so they could have gone 0-10 and still made the playoffs, but obviously that win over Smith County put a lot of momentum in that Teleco Plains team. And don't be surprised if they don't surprise somebody else either this week or next week after a performance like that.
Of course, they've still, they're in Region 2-2A, which will be paired, could be with 4-2A. In the playoffs with the new format that we've got.
But they'll probably have to go to either Happy Valley or South Greene in the first round, and I don't see them beating either one of those two teams.
Happy Valley's undefeated. Let's go ahead and look at the Region 4-2A scores. Jackson County beats Cumberland County 31-7. Looking at the standings, Gordonsville has locked up the region crown with the exception of one scenario, which is Trousdale upsetting Cannon and Smith County upsetting Gordonsville. Looks like Gordonsville's one, Cannon's two, Smith's three, and Jackson is four, and Gordonsville's ranked fifth this week in region, in statewide 2A.
Yeah, they've been a slow climber, but they keep climbing the rankings, and more and more voters are starting to remember that, hey, that Gordonsville team seems to be in the running for a Blue Cross Bowl championship any day now.
Region 4-3A scores. Sequatchie beats Walker Valley in a baseball game 7-2. Giles beats Forest 46-28. to keep their region championship hopes alive. Marion beats Cascade 33-0. Looking at the standings, Sequatchie on top, Watertown, Giles County, and Forest. They're your four playoffs team, but that can be go a lot of different ways with the scenarios of Forest playing Watertown this week and Sequatchie playing Giles. Let's look at the region 4-4A scores. Macon squeaks by Livingston 28-26, and Upperman in a butt whooping 42-0 over White County. I didn't see that, nor did anybody else see that coming. We thought that'd be a close game.
That was a statement score right
yes,
there.
Yes, it
what
was.
That was.
Standings for Region 4, 4A, Upperman on top, 4-0. Stone Memorial, White County sitting there at 3-1, Macon at 2-2. Those four teams will be the playoff people when Region 4, 4A tangles in the playoffs next week. We'll have a look with Stephen Jackson, the Gordonsville head coach, when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
Right now, new customers score free internet until 2026 when you sign up with AutoPay. That's a winning serve for your home and family. Don't just play, make gains with every swing.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome into the Box Score. Terry Collins, Murphy Fair. Murphy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Pavement Restorations is our title sponsor. And we've got Stephen Jackson, who's got a big ball game coming up on Thursday night, not Friday night, the night before Halloween, in week 11. And Stephen, for the first time since 1958, the Owls and the Tigers will be playing on the final game of the regular season.
Wow. I did not know when, if we had ever played the last game. I knew there for a few years had played the second game of the year, but I never knew that, played the last game of the year back in those days. So that's pretty awesome. It's, going to be an awesome environment. Hopefully, awesome game.
Well, there were not classifications at that time, so lots of people played schools a whole lot larger or smaller, and no doubt that played a big role in those two teams playing against each other in late October, I would imagine.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Stephen, when you look at your team, you're sitting there at 9-0, got a win over Red Bowling last Thursday night. I know you have seen the Owls. The Owls coming off a very disappointing 4-point loss where they led the whole game except the final 10.8 seconds. But injuries have hurt the Owls, turnovers and penalties have hurt the Owls. And, in the film that I've seen of y'all, it seems like y'all have done a good job in controlling both penalties and turnovers.
We try to. I mean, we've been pretty fortunate this year. I know the first game of the year we had a couple turnovers, and I think we might have won a game or something, but kids have done a great job taking care of the football. Hopefully we can keep on doing that. And, we really talk about penalties and, especially the pre-snap penalties, post-snap penalties, not hurting us. There's going to be times in a ball game that you're blocking somebody and you're going to get your hands outside. You might take a overstep on a reach or something. But, kids have done a really good job of that. And, it's really a testament to those guys. And, they're trying to do the little things right. And we're proud of them for doing that.
Coach, there's a lot of games around the state. I would think that this week you get a really strong team against a really not so strong team. And I would think one of the things that goes along with games like that is overconfidence. But I don't think that's the case at Gordonsville, because so many times you all over the years have been in positions like this because you've had such a strong program for so long. But is that something you're emphasizing this week a little bit? Don't be overconfident about this. If we were that good, we wouldn't even play a game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always, you just want to make sure your kids, because, I mean, you want to teach your kids how to handle adversity, because you're going to have adversity situations in football in life. But it's also how you handle success. And, we've tried talking to them all the time about that, of handling success the right way, being humble, and always, respecting your opponent. And, you're guaranteed 10 games a year. So you work from January to August to be able to play 10 games. It don't matter who you're playing. You got to go out and play as hard as you can and, take advantage of that opportunity. And I think this week, being a rival game, it helps out for sure to be a game that we know that it's going to be a four-quarter game, and we're going to have to be prepared. And our kids have been focused this week and had two good days of practice getting ready for this big ball game.
Coach, I know this being now a region game, which it's never been before, even back with districts and all that, you may have been in small and large classes together years ago, but a little more importance as far as the playoffs go when you look at that game and the significance of it. Of course, even if you lose because your overall record, you would be the region champion. The only way you could finish other than region champion is Trouser County upset Cannon, and then Smith upset Gordonsville.
Right. So, I mean, it's a, we set ourselves up to, have success. So hopefully, either way, we want to take care of our own selves and go out and play as hard as we can and win a big ball game Friday night. That way, there's no doubt that we're region champs. And, it's going to be a huge challenge, but we're excited about it.
Now, Coach, you are playing Thursday night, not Friday, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah.
You said Friday night there. So, uh-oh.
No, I keep on. I'm not used to the Thursday night.
I understand.
I don't want to get the cart in front of the horse, but if you do go ahead and become regional champs, it looks like your first game is going to be against York Institute. And as you mentioned before we went on air, they're the best 1-9 team in the state, and people would laugh at that, but they don't need to do that, because York's one of those teams that you never know who's going to show up, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. If we're fortunate enough to win, or whoever our one seed is, playing a 1-9 team, and everybody in the state seeing 1-9 on their record is going to think, oh, they're not very good. But York has played everybody in the Upper Cumberland, Region 4, 4A, besides Macon County. So it's, Upperman High School, it's White County, DeKalb County, Livingston's, and Stone. I mean, they played a Meigs County team that is, a semifinal team in 2A a lot of times, and now they're in 3A, and I think they was in the semis last year. So their schedule has been really good, and they've been in, competitive with every team that they played. So it's going to be a really hard opponent for whoever plays them.
And they'll hit you hard, too, won't they?
Oh, yes. Definitely physical football.
Coach, you got a chance to go 10-0. When's the last time Gordonsville did that in the regular season?
I think somebody has said 1986.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that Dan Winfrey? Maybe? I may be wrong about that, but still, you know, that's quite an accomplishment when you look. That's 39 years ago. But other than that, Coach, I think the balance that the Tigers have this year, you know, we knew Jay Foster could have a big year and probably not as gaudy of numbers as we thought, because your running game has been so good with seven or eight backs, and it doesn't seem like you miss a step when you put another running back in. You've got a lot of depth at wide receiver as well.
Yeah, that's one thing, you know, been fortunate this year to you know, have a lot of guys, and we kind of planned that out. You know, didn't think it would ever at a 2A school be able to have as much depth as we've had. But, you know, after how we lost the region championship last year and had a couple players go out and just, you know, kind of, you know, trying to piece stuff together, we, you know, this offseason we wanted to make sure we got in spring practice and in summer practices a lot of people reps to make sure that, you know, if we had a couple injuries in a ball game, that we can put people in those positions. And, you know, we try to, you know, tell each player, you know, in the positions to, you know, play two plays and come out and let somebody fresh come in. And, you know, the kids have done a great job of that. I don't monitor it. I just, you know, I call the same plays. I don't care who's in there, because I feel like that our kids are, you know, bought into blocking. Everybody's bought into blocking. Everybody's bought into carrying the football. You know, we've not had a lot of jealousy that, you know, a lot of times when you got that many people touching the football, you got people want the football. But our kids have done a great job of, you know, wanting to block and get physical with people. So that's something that's been really fortunate for us this year.
What is the injury situation? A lot of teams right now, 9 games behind them, they're kind of the walking wounded a little bit. Are you all not necessarily that way because you have played so many younger kids?
Yeah, we're actually probably, we've got a couple kids that are, you know, out for the year that are on the team. But as far as, you know, as a team goes, we're pretty much the same team that we started the first game of the year with. We've got a couple guys that have had injuries that are back that played the last couple weeks. Got a guy that'll be back this week that's not played since the Cannon County game. So we're been able to play so many people, you know, and they're not playing 80 to 100 plays a football game. We've been pretty fortunate with injuries this year to where, you know, we're staying pretty healthy there. You know, not having to play as many plays takes, you know, playing so many plays takes a toll on your body, and our kids fortunate enough to be healthy right now.
Well, Stephen Jackson, we appreciate you visiting with us. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday night for our DTC 3 Game of the Week as the Owls come to Turney Ford Field in Gordonsville.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Stephen Jackson's been our guest, and we'll have a visit with Nick Bassell, the Smith County High girls soccer coach, playing their first state tournament this year. And we'll talk about that when we return to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner owned and operated full service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
And welcome into the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. And we've been joined by Nick Basile, the Smith County High School soccer coach. And coach, we know that your team is split evenly between Tigers and Owls. I think, is it 12 apiece or 13 apiece that you've got on your team? And for the first time in school history, a little bit later today, you'll be at Chattanooga Christian taking on Martin Westview in your first ever state tournament. Congrats on that.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're even split. We got half and half. We had a great day so far. We went and had some send-offs at both schools. We're supported greatly at both schools and all that. And it was a special day on Saturday, finally making that next step. We've been in that sectional game 4 years before, and we've had some tough matchups in that sectional game. We probably had the roughest road to there. Still is when you got to go through some of our region games and all that, but we made it through and it was a great win. The girls were excited and we're just tickled to death. I'm calling you from a charter bus right now. We're heading to that game, so we're excited to be there.
Nick, when you look, I know you got a lot of help from the community in getting a charter bus and going in style, and when you do that, I know it takes a lot of different people, businesses and individuals contributing to that, but I think that just says about the people that live in Smith County.
Amen.
How much they support you.
Oh yes, our community, our fan base is incredible. I've always bragged about our parents. Our parents are, you know, other programs, even in Smith County, sometimes struggle with parent involvement. I've never had that. Our parents are great. We always have a great crowd at all our games, home or away. I mean, I have a great fan base and great community. And Smith County has always supported us in so many ways. Anytime we need something, we've had some floods at our field and everything, and we've had some community members come out and help us. And the county itself, it just really always supports athletics so well. And that speaks so tremendously to our success. Kids like playing in front of a good fan base and good crowd. And always having that community support goes so far, and to do things like this, to make some memories, and especially doing something in our program history that we've never done before.
Nick, if I remember, you've won 6 district championships in a row, and then you always run into Merle Hyde, as you did this time in the region championship. And of course, that's one of the premier programs in the state with their success through the years. But you know, to get to play that region championship game at home last Thursday in front of a tremendous crowd is quite an honor.
Oh, it always is. You love playing at home. You love hosting that game. I always tell people I have probably the toughest region or sectional road to the state as anybody else because we have to go through them. And Merle Hyde is just a gauntlet. They're a machine. They love to go above and beyond, and they always seem to find players in a magnet school. And when they're doing that too, they get to pick and choose a little bit. And Hendersonville's been a rich soccer community for many years, so they've built a machine down there. And you know, we're from a rural area. We got kids that play multiple sports and all that, and wouldn't change anything about where I'm coaching or anything like that. But it is a machine, and it's always fun to play them. Me and Jason have known each other for many years. I mean, we've always run into each other, and we've helped each other out and stuff. So we got a good relationship with them, but they are a gauntlet to get them.
Merrill Hyde has got my foot doctor's daughter plays on that team. And on Monday of next week is her club soccer, and each one of their players plays club soccer soon, and you know, the state championship's not till this Friday, and then they're going to start on Monday, so they get a 2-day break before they play. I don't know what, 40 or 50 games this summer, and you know, in what we call club ball, which I've always associated with AAU in basketball.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of kids that play club ball. They're in a different area of the world, I would almost say, for them and how they set things up. We have a few kids that play club ball and stuff like that, but they do. They have those players and stuff. So it's a different animal and all that stuff, but we hope to catch them again in the state. We got a different look for them, so we're prepared for that.
Nick, the last time we talked to you, if my memory serves me right, the season was just getting started. I'm curious to find out if you thought this team maybe had what it took to be in the state tournament. Were the hopes pretty high when this season began for you all?
Well, we graduated a huge senior class last year, and I remember talking to y'all, I think it was right after we won the Smoky Mountain Cup, and
right.
That was something that we had eyed, and we went through our district matches and all that stuff, and I remember sitting down at the district meeting, and we were talking, and everybody was like, we thought this was the year you were losing everything, and all that, and I said, well, to be honest with you, when I graduated that huge senior class and prolific scores out of Kylie Jenkins and Aubrey Felice, you know, I thought that was going to be something that we were going to struggle with, was our offense a little bit, and sometimes through the fire and through the chaos of finding some things and pushing the team a little bit, some things really blossom for us, and our offense now is probably more balanced than it's ever been. We all of our offensive players, and we have some subs come in, give us great minutes. And so later on in the year, I was thinking, not only was it a possibility to, be in that region championship game and that district championship game, it came pretty close that, yeah, we could make a deep run because we had more depth, and even from top to bottom, we have more depth. And that's something we never had. We always had an injury here and there, or we put a sub in, but you couldn't get them actual minutes. There's some times that the sub gets more than the starter, just by how they're playing and how it's going. So that's something that we've never had in this, you know, late in the year. So that was something that we sort of bought into. And this team, we just talked about this at Swanee, never had any problems, no jealousy, no, everybody got along. And we really embrace that one team mantra of, you know, everybody playing together, being a family, working through our issues. And there's none of that, hey, you know, I need to score, I need to do this. It's all pushing each other for the right reason.
Well, Coach, it's got to be special. You got to be a special kid to not want playing time all the time, not want an opportunity to score all the time. I mean, that's just sports. But to take an even number from each high school to form this team and have no jealousy, that's kudos.
Yeah, and that goes off to the kids. I would like to say that, you know, sort of lead by example on that, but that's something that we've been working on since I took over the program 9 years ago. And we've had great years, and we've had that. And for the most part, in all my years coaching, we've never really had any problems with that. But this year, they just really embraced it. This year they really focused on that, is we are who we are, we're going to play together, and whoever's having the day is getting that, and if you're having a good day, I'm here, and if you're having a bad day, I'm going to pick you up. So that was great to see, and I think that, you know, really speaks to why we're here today and traveling down here to Chattanooga.
That's called team chemistry, and you can't coach that. It's either there or it's not. And I think you must have a really good group of girls to work with, for sure.
Oh, yeah, they're great. I love each and every one of them. I told them today, just leave no doubt. That's one thing. You know, don't have no doubt about it. I'm as proud as I can be. Love each and every one of them. And they have really bought into that. And, yes, they're a special group, one that, you know, might only come one in your coaching, era. And so that's very special, and they really bought in, and we're tickled to death with them.
Well, Coach Bissell, best of luck to you and the Lady Owls as they are in Chattanooga Christian playing against Martin Westview in the state tournament in soccer.
Thank you very much. Thank y'all for getting us on today, and appreciate all that y'all have done to support us.
Good luck.
Coach Nick Bissell has been our guest on the Box Score, and we'll have We'll have Murphy's Picks when we return as we remind you, you're watching the Box Score.
You can interview me if you want to.
Brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure every corner of your home court with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
Welcome back to the Box Score, our final session. And Murphy, we got a big game coming up. Smith County traveling over to Gordonsville. Gordonsville 9-0. The Owls struggling this year at 4-5. But on Thursday night, they're going to be focused on the rivalry of Smith County.
Absolutely. And I'm torn between two other ball games. I may have to just tune that one in on my smartphone and watch the Smith County Gordonsville game while I'm at another one. I don't know, but it ought to be a dandy.
First time since 1958 that these two teams have met in the final game of the season. Of course, they're now in the region for the first time, I think, ever. Let's go ahead.
I had just finished my first grade in school in Alaska before it was even a state.
Right.
When that game was first game of the, or last game of the season.
Let's go ahead and look at our East Tennessee picks. Monterey heading down the mountain to play Bledsoe County in Pikeville.
I can be really quick on that one. Bledsoe is 7-2 right now. Monterey is 2-7. You do the math.
Right. Okay. Warriors big. Farragut at Cleveland.
Used to be that both of those schools were major powers in East Tennessee, but not so much the last few years. I don't feel like that's going to be a really fun game to watch, but nonetheless, I think Farragut probably wins the game. They're 2-7. Cleveland's 1-8.
Murphy, you better get there early. Elizabethton at Greenville.
You got that one right. Region 1 4A is on the line here. Both are 6-0 in the region. Both are 8-1 overall. It'll be standing room only, a game worth watching. I'd love to see that one, but it's a long way from here to Greenville. I'm going to go with Greenville in that one.
And Alco is in 4A now, by the way.
Right.
Elizabethton
right.
And Greenville didn't like that.
I'm sure.
Let's go ahead and look at the Middle Tennessee picks. Waverly Tigers at Fairview.
Yeah, both of those teams are pretty good. The home field advantage gives Fairview the edge, I think, in this one. Both have solid programs, and I think Fairview has just a little more depth. I talked to their coach last week, and I think Fairview is probably going to win that one.
Used to, the only two high schools beside Middle Tennessee Christian in Rutherford County was Riverdale and Oakland. And now, there's numerous, but they meet on the gridiron once again.
They call this one the Battle of the Borough and have for a long, long time. Both of these schools have met on the gridiron more than 50 times. It's hard to believe that those schools have been around that long, but they have. Most of those games have been played at MTSU because in the early going, they didn't have a football field. It was a practice field at both schools, but then once they started building more schools with the football facilities in place, they had no choice but to go ahead and build a few more. I think Oakland wins that one. Riverdale's lost two or three games, and I just don't see them having the depth they need to get past Oakland.
Of course, Riverdale and Oakland broke free from the old Central High School back in the day. And then Cookeville going to Lebanon.
I talked to Watson Brown day before yesterday, and he remembers those games very, very vividly. They used to play each other every year, just like Oakland and Riverdale, you know, because they were the only schools with the enrollment numbers that they had. And he didn't know what the numbers were, but he said it was pretty much 50-50 all the time, a knockdown, drag out. His first 2 years at quarterback in Cookeville, they lost. Cookeville lost. But they won the last 2 years, his junior and senior year. I don't think that's going to happen this year, though. I think Chuck Gentry's got a pretty good football team this year, a good running back who only got started the last three or four games because of early season injuries. And I think Lebanon probably wins that one.
West Tennessee picks. We're looking at Southwind at Germantown.
Well, Southwind may very well be the team that comes out of the West for the Blue Cross Bowl in 6A football. They haven't lost a game. Nobody's really played them very close at all. This will be a regional contest between those two, as so many games are this week. And I think Southwind spanks Germantown pretty good in that game.
Peabody at Milan.
Well, those two teams have played each other a long, long time, too. They're only about 20 miles apart, I think. And Peabody got spanked last week by Huntington, and badly. I didn't see that happening. But Milan just keeps rolling along with pretty good team and a pretty good coaching group, too. And I think Milan probably wins that one going away.
Covington at Westview.
Well, like I said earlier, I think Westview beat Covington last year 59-56. What a shootout that was. And I look for nothing better this year.
And that was at UT Martin, if I remember right.
At Covington. They'll be playing at UT Martin this week.
Okay, that's this year. Okay, yeah. I knew that UT Martin was involved some way.
Westview plays all of their home games at UT Martin. They don't have a field on campus either. So,
of course, Ty Simpson's dad is the coach at UT Martin.
Sure,
and he's got Ty Simpson, Alabama quarterback, has got a younger brother that's the real deal, too, that could be an Alabama commit. He's only about a sophomore.
He's a sophomore, but he had an offer from Kentucky when he was in the eighth grade. So everybody seems to think that he may be better than Ty. I don't know. Ty's playing awfully well right now, but they've certainly put Westview on the map.
Let's go ahead and look at our local picks. Start out with Trousdale at Cannon.
Well, I think Cannon has that one. I think Tommy Winch is the coach, and I think he's done a good job of keeping those kids settled down for that game. And I think Cannon County's playing really, really well right now, and I think that one could be as bad as he wants it to be.
Forrest at Watertown.
I kind of like Watertown. They're playing their best football right now, doing a good job. And I know Coach Palmer very well at Forest, too. He used to be at Shelbyville. But I think Watertown wins that one, too.
Livingston at DeKalb.
Well, it's a toss-up. Those teams are scraping the bottom of the region right now. And I know they'd both like to end the season. They're not going to the playoffs, but they'd at least like to win with a win. I think DeKalb maybe playing at home has a chance to win that one.
Smithtown at Gordonsville.
Well, that's Gordonsville all the way. They've just got too many kids that are anxious to get on the field and lots of depth.
We want to thank our sponsor. Our title sponsor is Pavement Restorations, Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Subway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavating. Until next week, for Justin Malden and Murphy Fair, I'm Terry Collins. Good night on The Box Score.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode. And make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, Thanks for joining us.